It's Tuesday, the 25th of February, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Met Office has issued a public warning for moderate to heavy thunderstorms expected this week in the Ochodonjupa, Omaheke, Kumas, and Hardap regions, and warned of potential flash floods in some areas. The thunderstorms are expected to last until the 1st of March 2025, and authorities have urged the public to take precautionary measures to ensure their safety. The Weather Service's Odilo Khobetsi has more.
Heavy falls are most likely towards evening over our Maeke region, where we should expect more than 50 to 60 millimeters in places. Further rain is expected then in the course of the week, as well as over the parts of the Hardap, and then also in the later stage towards the end of the week over the southeastern part of the country. The part of the southwest, we also expect some few thunder showers, as well as part of the northwest. The extreme northwest should expect mainly some few clouds over that part. Cloud cover and rain that is expected, should expect temperatures then to start dropping then over the parts of the south. But in general, we should expect a drop in temperatures over the central part. We are expecting more of cloudiness and rain to set in this week.
South Africa's Competition Commission has ordered Google to pay up to 500 million rand annually to local news media outlets to address lost ad revenue and competition imbalances. Google and other platforms must also remove search biases, stop deprioritizing news, and improve content monetization. The inquiry found Google benefits by 800 to 900 million rand yearly, while local media loses 300 to 500 million rand. We spoke to the director of the Enforcement and Cartels Division at the Namibia Competition Commission, Paulus Hangula, to find out if Namibia can benefit from this development.
It's a good move in terms of what the South African Competition Commission has done. It's something that their law provides the Competition Commission of South Africa to do. It enables them to actually conduct market inquiries. With us here in Namibia is that our current law does not necessarily provide for soft regulations, especially in terms of market inquiries. We hope at least with the amendments that we are busy with, we would be able to do that. So in my views, I think it's something that we could as a nation benefit from, to have those type of powers.
The judiciary has dismissed claims by activist and politician Dr. Job Amupanda, who alleged a lack of transparency in appointing a second deputy judge president. In a statement, the judiciary rejected misinformation circulating on social media, saying it undermines its integrity and impartiality. Deputy Director of Public Relations at the Office of the Judiciary, Victoria Hango.
Authorities foresee platform blocks as more acceptable as compared to complete internet shutdowns, but that is not the case, because if you look at how many people rely on digital platforms to access information, blocking access to it is unacceptable, given the impact that that would have on people's access to information and fundamental human rights.
A report by Access Now and the hashtag Keep It On Coalition has revealed a record 296 internet shutdowns across 54 countries in 2024, exceeding the 2023 number of 283. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, Access Now's Felicia Antonio says conflict remained the main trigger, with shutdowns used to suppress communication and control information.
Authorities foresee platform blocks as more acceptable as compared to complete internet shutdowns, but that is not the case, because if you look at how many people rely on digital platforms to access information, blocking access to it is unacceptable, given the impact that that would have on people's access to information and fundamental human rights.
And Hamas is reportedly considering handing over the remains of deceased Israeli hostages to Egypt in order to secure the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
Mediators are once again scrambling to keep the Gaza ceasefire deal alive. According to reports, Hamas could hand over to Egypt the bodies of two deceased hostages on Tuesday and another two on Thursday, thereby avoiding the public ceremonies seen in previous rounds. In exchange, Israel would release two separate groups of 301 prisoners. If all of that goes ahead, the two sides would have completed their obligations under the first phase of the deal. However, at this stage, it's still unclear if they'll be able to agree an extension to the ceasefire beyond a deadline looming at the end of this week. Giles Gibson, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.